recent years, there's been a reemergence of an old heresy called universalism. And it's becoming more popular, not only in our culture with the younger generation, but it's also within the various Christian circles. Universalism focuses exclusively on God's love and mercy, and ignores that he is also just, that is, rewarding good and punishing evil. It teaches that all people will be saved. And since God is good, loving, and merciful, he would not condemn anyone to eternal torment in hell. In other words, everyone manages to go to heaven, unless you're someone like Hitler. This teaching was declared a heresy by the Council of Constantinople in 543 AD. You know, throughout the Bible, we're told how God is both loving, merciful, and just. God forgives those who sin, that are contrite of heart, and repent. He punishes those who sin by rejecting him and his ways for other gods or refuse to be contrite and repent. You know, Jesus in several passages and parables, like today's gospel, taught that not everyone will make it to heaven, even though it's his Father's desire that he not lose anyone. And the church always taught that God is both merciful and just, not just one or the other. And through God's gift of free will, it's actually our choice whether we seek God and his mercy or whether we choose not to. God doesn't force us. In the gospel, Jesus was asked if only a few people will be saved. And he doesn't respond with a number. He answered by telling us how we can be saved. And he said, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. He's telling us that it'll take a total commitment on our part to achieve salvation, because the road won't necessarily be easy. You see, many of us hear his word and want to follow, but our attachments to wealth, pleasure, power can keep us from really committing ourselves to our long-term goal of eternal life. Many of us assume that we can be saved without really changing and working at it. We end up having just a casual relationship with the Lord. And in the gospel, we find that a casual relationship will help us enter the house of the Master. It's not enough to know things about Christ. We need to know him as a person and then show it by our actions. Otherwise, we take the chance that he will say, I don't know you. This takes not only God's graces, but it also takes effort on our part. And we can't do it just occasionally. Relationships can wither if they're not consistently tended to. So if we are to persevere through life's difficulties and obtain salvation, we need to commit ourselves to a lifetime and ongoing authentic relationship with Christ and his gospel in both our words and actions. So as we continue with this Mass, let us pray to God to give us the graces we need to commit our lives to Christ and his gospel each and every day.